Hello, everybody. Friday, March 11th, 2022. Named workout today, Hero Workout, JT, for a fallen SEAL. And I've said this before in days when there's hero workouts, it's important to remember that anytime a hero workout pops up, there's a real person with a real story that really lost their life behind that. And if you'd like to learn more about any person on a hero workout, just type the workout name into Google with, say, CrossFit Hero, and their story will pop up. So today's workout is for a fallen SEAL, who, even though I was a SEAL myself, I did not know the individual. But again, these things always are weighing on my mind during these workouts. So today's workout's JT, very challenging workout, tons of intentional interference, and it's also our for time or not workout of the week. And if you don't know what that means, you probably didn't watch Monday's video entitled New to Lynchpin. Watch this first, where we discuss all these things. So make sure you do that. So here's what we've got. JT, 21:15:9 reps for time or not, handstand push-ups, those would be kipping. You can, of course, do them strict if you want, for sure. Ring dips and push-ups. So just upper body push, followed by upper body push, followed by upper body push. That's why this is such a tough workout. Last time we did this was on October 12th, 2021. If you want to go back into the BTWB app, check your time, see how it went for you. Should you have modified something? We also have this today as a two-person team workout done in a synchronized fashion. So it's still 21:15:9 reps for time or not, handstand push-ups, ring dips, and push-ups. But this is done with both people working at the same time, and each person must be synchronized at the top of each movement. So the top of the handstand push-up, this is when you're locked out, with your elbows locked out at the top of the rep. Top of the ring dip has your elbows locked out. Top of the push-up has your elbows locked out. So each person would have to be in unison doing all those together. Of course, we've got videos showing all those movements. Super Fitness Robot time, 9 minutes or less. More likely time, 16 minutes and 30 seconds. But here's the deal. Just being able to finish JT is an accomplishment, really, which is also why it's the not for time option this week. If you just want to don't run the clock, and use this as a gymnastics practice strength skills day, it's a fantastic option. Wild card option, still 21:15:9 reps for time or not. We're keeping the ring dips and the push-ups, but in place of the handstand push-ups, we're doing a push jerk using 50 to 60% of your one rep max. And there's also a two-person team version there as well. Video showing the push jerk. Scale option, 21:15:9 reps for time or not of shoulder press, 60% of your one rep max, bar dips or bench or box dips in place of the ring dips, and then regular push-ups, or of course knee push-up if needed. And then there's a two-person team version of that as well. JT for the limited equipment crew, they've got what they need, so it's the exact same as the workout of the day, and so are their goal times. No equipment workout today. 21:15:9 reps for time or not, handstand push-up, V-up, and push-up. Accessory work for the day, optional as always, 50 to 100 ab mat sit-ups, video showing that, and then 10 minutes of practice of the Bergner warm-up with an empty barbell. Check out what the Bergner warm-up is. We've got a video there as well. Improving the snatch doesn't mean you yank on the bar harder. It's technique practice. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the pec stretch laying on the side and the wall shoulder stretch. Very challenging workout. Doing it in any way, shape, or form is an accomplishment. And I will see you back here tomorrow for a heavy day.